Hi there. The word for you today is pray and keep praying. In Psalm 62, verse 8, David writes, "Pour out your heart before the Lord." You know, more than anything else in life, Hannah wanted a son. But as the years passed, she wrestled with disappointment and despair. In 1 Samuel 1, verse 10, we read, "In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord." However, this wise woman did two things that worked for her, and they'll also work for you too. First, instead of turning away from God, she turned to Him. Instead of praying less, she prayed more. She knew that while her husband couldn't give her a child, God could. She may not have been happy with God's timing, but she never doubted His goodness. Unfortunately, one of the things we're tempted to do when things don't go our way or things seem to fall apart is we stop praying, which is avoiding God's presence. That's a mistake, because He's the one you need most. Yes, it is hard to pray when your heart is breaking, but unless you've prayed with a broken heart and a deep sense of your need, you've never really poured out your heart before God or learned what the Bible truly means by prayer. Second, Hannah didn't just think about what she wanted. She also thought about what God wanted. Listen to verse 11. She made a vow saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will not forget your servant but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord. He will belong to the Lord all the days of his life." And you know what? Shortly after she prayed that prayer and made that promise, Samuel was conceived. You know what? When you're willing to make a promise to God that He can hold you to, which is what the Bible means when it uses the word vow, when you're willing to do that, you're getting serious about prayer, and that is when God will get serious about answering your prayer. So the word for you today is pour out your heart before the Lord.